Nolte, Chick-fil-A's Chicken Tea Response After Smearing the Salvation Army. By John Nolte on January 9, 2020. Chick-fil-A sold its Christian soul last year to the left's gay mafia, and now we're learning its response to the criticism of this is just more mealy-mouthed, corporate cowardice. In a mercenary effort to expand its already considerable corporate wealth and power. You know, like Jesus told us to, Chick-fil-A not only sacrificed the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, two highly respected and effective Christian organizations, to America's fascist LGBT bullies. Chick-fil-A also crawled into bed with far-left hate groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC. There's no question we know that, as we go into new markets. We need to be clear about who we are, Chick-fil-A President and Chief Operating Officer Tim Tassopoulos said in November. There are lots of articles and newscasts about Chick-fil-A, and we thought we needed to be clear about our message. And with that statement, announcing the pulling of its funding, Chick-fil-A joined the far-left mob in smearing two Christian organizations that do incredible work for the poor. You see, the statement basically says, we're not bigots and homophobes like those other Christians. Hey, we're all used to corporate cowardice, and Chick-fil-A can donate its money to whomever it wants. That's not the issue. The issue is that this cowardly and greedy move was nothing less than Chick-fil-A agreeing with LGBT fascists that the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes deserve to be lumped in with Ku Klux Klan and neo-Nazis. To make matters worse, Chick-fil-A is now donating money to the SPLC, a legitimate hate group. Chick-fil-A also gave money to Covenant House, an organization that hosts those demonic drag queen story hours. If all of that does not add up to selling your soul, nothing does. And why did Chick-fil-A sell its soul? Was this a company desperate to stay in business? A corporation worried about its employees if the bottom fell out? No. Chick-fil-A is rolling in money and success. That's what makes all of this especially disgusting. The company didn't sell its soul out of desperation. It did so out of naked greed. It did so as a means to become even wealthier and more powerful. Listen, I don't expect corporations to be Christian, or to be Republican or Democrat. That's why I don't do boycotts. Out of my cold dead hands will you take away my Netflix and iPhone. But, Chick-fil-A sold itself to us as fellow Christians. They wore that sheep's clothing to hustle us, to con us, to sucker us in. Not me, though. Sure, the chicken and service are good over there, but it's way too expensive. I'll take one of those godless 99-cent McDonald's cheeseburgers over a $4 piece of Jesus chicken any day of the week. Anyway. Over at The Stream, Todd Starnes is reporting the company has responded to criticism from Christians over its recent behavior. In a letter to American Family Association President Tim Wildman, Chick-fil-A Chairman and CEO Dan Cathy tried to get away with this. We inadvertently discredited several outstanding organizations that have effectively served communities for years. You can read the full letter here, but that's the gist. And for a whole host of reasons it only makes matter worse. 1. The letter does not address Chick-fil-A paying the SPLC blackmail or funding an organization that hosts demonic drag queen story hours. 2. There is no pledge to stop paying blackmail to the SPLC or to stop funding demonic drag queen story hours. 3. There is no pledge to right the wrong of smearing these Christian organizations by renewing its funding pledge. 4. And this is the worst one of all. Chick-fil-A quietly wrote this letter to an individual. What I mean is that instead of releasing a public statement apologizing to the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Cathy tries to get himself off the hook with a quiet letter. Chick-fil-A can kiss my Jesus-loving ass. If this wolf in sheep's clothing wants to announce it is no longer a Christian corporation, if they throw off the sheep's clothing, that I can respect. At least that's honest. At least the pretense is removed. But that's not what these hypocrites and liars are doing. Instead, they're trying to keep the con alive, to have it both ways. To keep the Christian tards as customers while they smear legitimate Christians. While they fund hate groups like the SPLC that seek to destroy Christians. While they subsidize the sexual corruption of children. Let me put it this way. Chick-fil-A is willing to publicly throw the Salvation Army under the bus, but is not willing to criticize drag queen story hours. Did I mention Chick-fil-A can kiss my Jesus loving ass? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.